Ephesians 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him. And I would stress this reality. He did the choosing, not you. In him. So he put us in a body of believers for a reason. Before the creation of the world, you were already in it. That's what the scripture says. Before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight. Doesn't say anything about your sight, does it?
No.
Why? Not only does he want to do the work, he did it already in Christ. Jesus went to the cross and took care of all your sin, and you're still looking at him. And the more you gaze upon what you did wrong today and yesterday and the day before, you get what? What's the bonus? Depression, anxiety, fear tactics. Not holy enough. Not blessed enough. And you shut down your ability to receive a miracle. Romans 8:1 says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. For those who are in Christ. Are you in Christ?
Yes.
Ah. Are you in Christ up here or are you in Christ down here? Ah, well, I'm on my own. I have to manage. After all, if I don't do it, nobody else will. With you around, he doesn't need God. I'm talking about you, each one of you.
Amen.
Okay? And I remember getting angry at my wife one time because she's a doer. And I heard her say something and I was not in approval. And out of my mouth, it came right out. With you around, Irene, who needs God? And she looked at me and she says, I says, yeah, I meant it. You're taking over and they'll never need God if you take over. Get out of the way. She says, but that's not nice. I want to help. I says, that's the problem. You want to help. Is it God's turn to help? And so we had an argument. Was I right? I'll tell you truthfully, it was not my mouth from my brain that said those words. I realized it later. But she's a lover. She doesn't want the kids to suffer. She wants to fill in every blank. Amen. And she's being a typical
mother, mama.
No kidding. So finally, a few days later, I said, have you any idea why I married you? And she says, well, I sometimes wonder. And I said, because you had the mother's heart and I wanted children. And she looked at me and she says, how come you never told me? I says, it took 50 years or more for you to realize it and believe it. So now, swallow. She didn't like it. A few days later, she says, you know, that really was a compliment, wasn't it? I said, yeah, it was. It was. And we're still here, 54 years later. He chose me in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight, in love. He predestined me to be adopted in his son through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will. His, not yours. His pleasure and his will is what we're all about. Why did Acts chapter 2 say that the Holy Ghost came and flooded the place with living water? Mm-hmm. Amen? Why? Why did it come? Because they were in
one accord.
So could they have their own agenda?
No.
Oh, yes, they could. The 380 took off, didn't they? They had their own agenda. They couldn't stand the heat. It was hot in that kitchen. There was opinions of men. And of women. The women were always around, you know, because you can't have a Passover without women.
Amen.
Okay? And there was kids around. Okay? You can't have a Passover feast without kids. You know, what I'm trying to say is religion has tried to recreate humanity to make it match their emotions. Oh, I can remember when I was a child going to church and they would ring the bells and put the fire in and all the things that needed to be done, and I would get emotional over the message and I would cry and go home, and then I'd say, oh my God, there's no way, because I sinned again. And I'd make my list to go to confession. Try to make it as short as possible and as truthful as I could. You go ahead and laugh. Some of you did the same thing. And if I said too much, I didn't want... I remember one time the priest gave me a penance, and it was 5 decades of the beads. And I said, oh my God, I'll be kneeling at the altar for the next 3 months. I better say one here and get out. Because I didn't want to just show my friends that I was a sinner. What am I saying to you? Religion will kill and destroy. Relationship will heal and lift you up. Verse 5, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure. And I stress the reality of his pleasure. It's not all about me and you. It's about his pleasure and his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. All right. Where is that grace? It's in the one he loves. Grace and truth is a person. It's not an emotion. Grace and truth is really Christ Jesus himself coming to us. And I heard a message the other day that was really quite impacting for me, because I had problems with fathers. The first one gave me away 3 times, and the second one became an alcoholic. So, okay. And if you want to get rejection, get a dad that starts having a bottle more important than his children, and it becomes quite a nightmare. But when I first got baptized in the Holy Ghost and I got the new tongues, there was only one word, actually 4 syllables, that came out of my mouth. And they were Abba Da'e. And I knew what it meant, but I didn't dare tell anybody, because I thought, maybe it can't be tongues because I know what it meant. And so maybe, you know, I didn't get the real Holy Ghost. Because my buddy had said, you won't know what you're saying. Well, I knew what I was saying. I had instant translation inside, or interpretation inside. But nobody told me, so I figured, oh, I'm going to shut this thing down because, whoa, could be the wrong spirit here pushing my mouth. Well, the word Abba is really the word daddy. But I didn't know that. I would read the word a little bit, but, you know, 10 years I studied, but that was another story. But the bottom line, what I'm trying to make you aware of, is why did Jesus come in the flesh? But to introduce us, not to Father, but to Abba, or Daddy. When we say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Oh, he's so awesome. He's so big. But if we say Daddy, it's a whole different thing. We can jump on his lap and just say, hey, Daddy, I'm here. And you're not afraid of him. But when we say Father of the whole clan, whoa, I better readjust my behavior. I might not get what I'm asking for. But when you come home to a real daddy, it's not a hesitation on your heart. because Daddy will give you anything that's good for you. You say, why do you know that? I had to learn it the hard way. Because, you see, when an alcoholic is taking care of his kids, no matter what age they are, the bottle comes first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
If it's a drug addict, the drug comes first.
Yeah.
If it's a money alcoholic, whatever combination, or a receiver that constantly needs to feed himself, whatever behavior it is, it comes first. The children come third and fourth and fifth and seventh, whatever the number you have. What am I saying? I'm saying that a relationship with Daddy is different than with a father. Any young man can go to bed and create with a lady. Mm-hmm. That makes him a father. But if he's a real daddy, you'll get a whole different picture. Mm-hmm. My grandson loves to tease. And when the pregnancy began about a year ago, we learned about it. And he kept teasing his wife and saying, but we don't know who the father is. We haven't found him yet. And every time something would say, you know, well, you've got to prepare yourself to be a dad and so on and so forth. Oh, no, he says, we don't even know who he is. We have no idea where daddy is. You know, the daddy's not around. Well, obviously, July 3rd, daddy was there when mommy was being prepared to have a cesarean section, and he passed out with the first. So anyway, we learned about that the next day because we were invited to go and see the new baby. And she wasn't even 24 hours old yet. And we walked into the room, and yeah, we're here at Bay State. And there's my grandson, and he's heavy set. And he's got the baby laying down on his tummy. And mama, of course, is on meds trying to recover. And my wife and I walked in with our little great-granddaughter. And my wife looked and she says, oh my God, we found the daddy. We found the daddy. How did we find the daddy? Because he was in love with God's gift. The daddy that Jesus came to introduce us to is a loving father, compassionate, full of grace and mercy. Full of grace and mercy. What am I saying to you? I want this feast, for me, to reflect the image of what he showed me when we put this thing together for the feast. It was, love one another. It was, I have made your name known to them and revealed your character, your very self, and I will continue to make you known that the love which you have bestowed upon me may be in them, felt in their hearts, and that I myself may be in them. John 17:26, Amplified. You see, what I learned is that I can run to Papa or Daddy and get what I need. Not what I want, because it doesn't always happen. There may be a bonus here and there. Any of you relate?
Amen.
Okay. But you will get what you need. You may ask him for $1,000 over the weekend. He may give you $5. And you're saying, oh my God!
Or 5,000,
depending on what you need. Close your eyes, please. Put your hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit, your word says that when we lay hands on the sick, that you will do the healing.
Sometimes my heart
needs readjustment.
And
to let me know that I have a daddy on the job.
His
name is Abba Father.
And
he is the father of my spirit.
And
he's got an agenda for me.
It's such,
it's such an agenda that my brain can't calculate.
It cannot comprehend.
His love for me.
His love for me.
And I'm thanking him now. Because he's my healer. He's my provider. And he's going to do way out. Further than I could conceive. Or believe for. He is on the job.
He is on the job.
For his child.
For his child.
Namely me.
Namely me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Be it blessed, and we'll see you tomorrow as the Lord leads. Pray, ask the Holy Spirit what he wants. Don't try to dictate to him, because I'll tell you, he's got